When the pandemic arrived, it hit artists such as violinist Jennifer Coe really hard. With all of her concerts canceled, Coe ended up in her New York apartment on food stamps. But the resilient artist asked friends and colleagues to write new pieces for her and perform them on Instagram from her living room. Her project called Alone Together is being released today as a digital album, Jeff London reports.
Jennifer Coe is one of the busiest violinists of her generation, whether performing Bach or newly composed music. Then, in one day in the middle of March 2020, all of her performances were postponed.
And of course, my first reaction was panic because I lost all of my work.
Once she got over the shock, she thought about ways the pandemic was affecting the musical community and came up with an idea. How about asking prominent colleagues like Tanya Leon and Vijay Iyer to write short solo violin pieces, then have them nominate emerging composers to write pieces as well? By April 4th, she gave her first recital online.
Welcome to the first installment of Alone Together. It was one of the most beautiful experiences I've had, to be honest, to see how much my community cared about each other and also about the younger generation and about the art form itself.
Over the course of 10 weeks, Coe premiered 40 pieces. The established composers donated their work, but the emerging composers got micro-commissions from Coe's foundation. Missy Mazzoli, a longtime friend, wrote a piece called Hail Horrors, Hail.
It comes from a passage in Paradise Lost. This really encapsulated how I felt at the beginning of the pandemic, unapologetically. So here we go. Farewell, happy fields, where joy forever dwells. Hail, horrors, hail, infernal world, and thou, profoundest hell.
Mazzoli then introduced Coe to Cassie Wieland, whose piece Shiner could not have been more different.
At the time, I just wanted some sort of contentment and some sort of comfort. So I wrote what I wanted to hear, which was something small and beautiful and light. This was my first time writing for a solo violin, and for Jennifer Coe, no less.
Coe worked closely with each composer over Zoom.
In some circumstances, I was spending maybe 5 hours per week on one piece, going back and forth and working and collaborating with a composer.
Angelica Negron was inspired by Instagram videos of two dogs playing with balloons.
If the snout of the dog hits the balloon, then it's going to be this certain gesture or an attack or a pizzicato or just something very specific.
For her part, Jennifer Coe says working on Alone Together made her feel less alone.
I felt so lucky that I had this opportunity to meet these 20 wonderful human beings and wonderful artists and wonderful composers.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.